feel that? Energy. Playoff energy. We've got a special call coming in right now, live from Wells Fargo Center. He can tell us about the energy down there in Philadelphia. Mr. Dudes, Dogs, Damage himself, Tommy Lugauer, back on the Fan. What's up, Tommy?
Yo, Keith, what's up, bro? Yep, I am inside Wells Fargo. We have taken over the building. We're ready to go tonight. Knicks get it done in Game 6 here to set the scene from Philadelphia.
Man, tell me how it's looking as far as the ratio, Knicks fans to Sixers fans. How's the building?
I would say it's probably 60-40. Sixer fans right now, Knicks fans are loud. As you know, New Yorkers were loud, so they're doing it. And the Sixer fans are low class. They were shouting, you know, F New York City, which even got Evan pissed off, so we had to shout that down. They're trying to boo us. They're trying to keep us out of here. They're trying to do all the stunts.
They're drunk? They're drunk at 8:30? We got some drunks in there?
Yeah.
Listen, so I don't know.
They're trying to shout us down, but it's not going to happen.
I don't know if you guys are drinking, but stay safe. You know how crazy some people can get after a couple cocktails, couple beers.
No, absolutely. And I'm actually staying over in Philly with Sean, and then we all know how he could get. So it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy after the game. Absolutely. We're going to hit up the bar, no doubt. Win, lose, or draw, because we're winning anyway. But even in a loss, we show our face. We rep either way.
Win. Positive energy. No time to think about losing. I don't know if you remember me saying this to you after one of your shows. Obviously, with the Yankees taking the whole dog thing and you being the dog dude damaged guy, I'm like, listen, if the Knicks keep going and winning and the Yankees cool off, it comes back to you as the Knicks are the real dudes and dogs that are going to do damage. They got to handle business tonight.
No, absolutely, and that's why I was totally confident. Game 5, obviously a rough loss, but I know this team's mentally tough because they got dudes, they got dogs, and they're going to do damage tonight. And New York City, look, the Knicks want it more. We as a city want it more. The fans want it more, and we're going to show it tonight because the Sixer fans are a little gassed up right now, but about 3 or 4 hours, they're going to be crying in their cheesesteaks and crying in their beer as the Knicks move on and they go home.
Sticking with the alliteration, Dante DiVincenzo needs to be a dude and a dog and do damage. Man, I just put $20 on him to have 20 points and 4 made threes. That's almost plus 1,000. He has to step up tonight. Are you confident that he can be the Robin to Jalen Brunson's Batman?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dante, look, he's had a couple of moments in the series. Obviously, Game 2, the big three-pointer, had a couple of big threes in Game 4. But he hasn't been great in this series, but all year long, he's been a dude, he's been a dog, he's been awesome. So I fully expect him to bounce back tonight. And look, they've missed Julius, they've missed having that second scorer. Brunson's been great, he's been carrying him. But they need that second guy, whether it be Josh Hart. Deuce has been great. But Dante has the big Ragu, has to step up and be that guy tonight. So I expect him to drop a few threes and be that second scorer for Jalen tonight, for sure, for the Knicks.
So you guys are in the what's the name of the room that you guys are in?
So, yeah, you got it. Keith, you have to see this setup. We'll put up stuff on our social media, videos, pictures. So it's called Revolutionary Row. So it's kind of similar to the Garden where the Bridge, where Evan has his seats, even though he's a Nets fan, he's a Knicks, he's a ticket holder, as you guys all know out there. So it's kind of like that, but except there's, like, couches, there's, like, a fireplace. I feel like it's, like, Clue. Like, I'm Professor Plum here. Like, I should have, a cigar and a cup of brandy. But there are seats. We'll be in there. We'll feel like we're at a game. But right now it feels like, very high society right now. Like, there's, like a globe sitting here. So it's called Revolutionary Row. There's a lot of Knicks fans up here because we promoted on the air. But right now, it's like we don't feel like we're at a basketball game, but in about a half hour, we get to our seats. It's gonna feel like the real deal.
Interesting. What's Evan up to right now?
So Evan is, being Evan, he's kind of miserable, a little bit of a wet blanket. He actually wore a Knicks wool hat into the arena, and no joke, people were looking at him like he was from outer space. Like, I saw, somebody in a Magic jersey. There's, like, all kinds of weird stuff, but the Knicks wool hat made this one guy look at him like, what the hell is this dude wearing?
Yeah, just leave the Nets completely out of this, Evan. It's got no place. All right, man, I'll let you get back to it. Obviously, we're rooting for you up here, and hope you get the win. And, hey, call me later tonight coming out of there. I'll be on till 12, so probably ends around 11:30, 12. If there's a celebration going on, tap back in with us.
All right, Keith, good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go Knicks.
Tommy Lugauer. Loogie on the Fan.